The topics we're going to cover is a general layout. We're going to talk about the regulatory scheme of the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. I'll also call it TCOL. We're going to discuss federal regulations and their inability to address problems we're seeing in police departments today, the dependence on municipalities to establish professional standards, how this bifurcated regulatory scheme developed in the first place, and the negative outcomes that result from having this non-communicative bifurcated scheme and our need for enhanced state oversight. So here is the sources of police regulation I was able to identify. You always have criminal prosecutions at the state and federal level for any sort of crime that an officer could conduct in, you know, occur in their course and scope of their job. I mean, they could shoplift on their job. They could beat somebody up, you know, something that during their job duties. It's pretty rare in Texas for a police officer to actually get charged with official oppression, which is abusing their office. And anybody who is a governmental employee could be charged with official oppression. It's even less likely for them to actually get convicted of it. They could get charged with homicide. They could get charged with assault. As we saw with the George Floyd matter in Minnesota, that officer did get charged with and convicted of a homicide for his conduct on duty. And again, how often is that going to occur? And do we really want criminal prosecutions to regulate professional policing? Is that effective? Is that overblown for other items that, you know, are more performance-based, for example? For as far as federal government, they have limited options for getting involved in what are essentially state crimes and state decisions. So one source of federal focus is 18 USC 241, 242, these two sections. And it's a race-based oppression criminal case, which looks incredibly hard to prove. So you have to prove that police officers knowingly conspired to threaten or violate a person's civil rights or any other right under the law based on their race. Proving that mentality is really difficult unless you've got text messages directly pointing to that person's race. It could be obvious in our minds that it was race-based, but proving it in a court of law seems really, really onerous. In both the federal and the state scheme, we also have grants. And in exchange for money, departments can agree to take certain actions to improve their policing. But again, these are voluntary. And even though you have money on the table, not every police department is willing or able to accept the grant and work within those restriction, you know, the constriction of those grants. So for as far as civil suits, they don't seem incredibly effective on the federal level to change anything. First of all, there's thousands of police departments. And when you file a civil suit, you're filing against one police officer or one police department. And they can get in trouble, but another town might not care what happened in that other lawsuit. And their police officers might not care either. They just might wait and see, like, maybe I'll get sued, maybe I won't. And getting sued doesn't mean you'll get fired from your job. So the suit that I think we're most familiar with is a civil rights claim under 1983. Very controversial at this point on qualified immunity. Officers are able to get cases dismissed based on this doctrine, which was created by the Supreme Court, which gives them immunity for a lot of their actions. Recent case in the Supreme Court in 2020, there was a strong dissent by Clarence Thomas, who feels that this doctrine of qualified immunity has strayed way too far from the statutory text. But that was a dissent, and there's no indication that the Supreme Court is going to change anything. There's an OJP program statute. It is, you can seek injunctive relief against a police department, not very frequently used. Police misconduct provisions, again, injunctive relief, very rarely used. I found 11 cases out of the thousands of cities and thousands of things going wrong. And last, you have the ADA, in Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. These are great, but these are of limited focus. It focuses on how police departments and police officers treat people with disabilities. So it doesn't have broad application to every other problem out there. So then we're just really left with that screenshot of Texas. Our commission that regulates policing, TCOL, and then municipal regulation, employer discipline, and civilian oversight commissions. You're not required to have a civilian oversight commission in every city in Texas. It is the choice of the voters by selecting city council and mayors who want to institute oversight. And oversight is rather constricted because they cannot issue discipline. They issue recommendations. They can also issue recommendations on how a police department operates, but rarely is a police chief required to adopt what a civilian commission recommends to them.